There's a question making the rounds online right now, and I think it'd be fun to ask it to everybody in studio.
Okay.
It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning, and I want you all to look at your fellow co-hosts.
Right, okay? I'm looking at you.
Turn to them. Don't say anything, but I want you to picture in your mind, if they weren't on the radio and you didn't know them, what other job would you assume that they had?
Okay.
That's a good question.
Let's go around the room with Brooke first. I'll start.
Okay. You're going to talk about... I thought I got to go. Okay.
No.
Okay.
No. So when I looked at Brooke, I picture discount cell phone saleswoman. Anybody else got that for Brooke?
Yeah, like at the mall kiosks in the middle there.
Mm-hmm. I used to do that, so I can totally admit you look like them.
I was really hoping that you'd say like actress or artist.
Model.
Not that. I know my place.
I was going to go with beeper saleswoman, but you've moved up.
Oh, yeah, okay. Like
Adrian. All right.
Anybody else with Brooke?
I would say you look like a cool librarian.
Oh, I like that.
You know what I mean?
I'll give you a high five for that.
Exactly. That's what you would do. Kids walking in, hey, what's up, kiddo? Yeah. High five. You're reading today.
Just the giant glass.
Yeah, the big glasses. Yeah, okay. You have a big red sweater.
I'm all about that.
All right, let's do Alexis. What do you got for her? I immediately thought spray tan assistant.
Oh, yeah.
I could see that.
Yeah.
I would love to work there.
I would say front desk at a pedicure manicure place.
Yeah.
Not the actual esthetician.
Right.
Just the girl that does the booking.
She checks you in.
And like sits on her phone in the corner.
Yeah. What about Jose? What do you have Jose pinned down?
I'm going to go with unemployed.
Okay.
Too.
I was close. I was going professional drug mule.
Okay.
To make it to the big leagues? That would be awesome, mm-hmm. Jeff.
And I already know what you're thinking for me. Mm-hmm. Brad Pitt stand-in.
Duh.
I get that a lot. So
interesting.
We don't even have to go around the room on this one.
I was actually thinking you'd just still be living with mom.
Yeah,
with entrepreneur or something underneath.
Does Brad Pitt still live with his mom?
Yeah.
Because if it does, then it checks out. All right, well, it's time for a cell phone saleswoman, a spray tan assistant, a drug mule, and Brad Pitt's butt double to do the shock collar question of the day. We have a bucket full of names. We're going to draw one out, see who gets asked a trivia question. If you answer incorrectly, your punishment is to be shocked while singing a song. So text into 78592. Tell us which one you'd like to hear. Jose's drawing a name out because he had the shock collar last. Who'd you get, Jose?
Alexis Princess Curly Fries Fuller. Curly Fry.
All right, Alexis is putting on the shock collar. While she does that, Digital Jake, please read us the shock collar question of the day.
Most of the time, when sports franchises choose their mascot, they try to tie in a little bit of the local culture, mm-hmm. like the Pittsburgh Steelers' Steely McBeam, a steel worker. Sometimes they hold contests where people can submit their own mascots, like when a 10-year-old Washingtonian boy suggested a moose for the Seattle Mariners. But one unique mascot I'm talking about today is Dinger, the Colorado Rockies Triceratops. It's an odd choice, but there's actually a very logical reason for why the team's mascot is a dinosaur. Please tell me why.
A dinosaur. Sports people in the room.
I know this. I'll let you guys talk.
What about paleontologists of the room?
That's literally I'm a librarian.
Oh, that's right. Brooke's son is really into dinosaurs now. So she should know everything about this.
Yeah.
I mean, the Utah Raptors are that because there's literally a Utah Raptor.
Not a team.
Oh, well, should be.
The Utah Raptors.
Who's the Toronto Raptors?
So confidently, though.
How do you not know?
All right, maybe
that?
We don't ask Brooke for her dino
expertise. But I knew where the dinosaur came from, okay?
Look, Brooke is on the right track. I know there's tons of archaeological and dinosaur bones found in Colorado.
There are.
The first thing I think of is, there's probably some iconic Triceratops that was found,
specifically a Triceratops.
They are the Triceratops.
Oh, yeah,
I'm going to say it was because of the first full skeleton found in the area.
Doesn't that seem so obvious?
You do?
They put a Triceratops because they found Triceratops there.
Okay.
Right.
I got something else for you then.
Okay.
Triceratops has 3 points. Right?
Yeah.
You with me on that?
Yeah, you really do know a lot of
Colorado
dinosaurs.
Rockies, I bet there's some sort of mountain foundation, formation that's also a 3-pointed mountaintop. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah. I see. Triceratop. Yeah. Like the top of the mountain.
Right. There may be a mountain that they even call Triceratop because it has three points on the top of it.
Let's get the question one more time.
Dinger the Triceratops is the mascot for the Colorado Rockies baseball team. It's one of the strangest pairings between a team name and a mascot, but there's a very logical reason why the team selected that particular animal. I'll tell you, it wasn't their first choice. In fact, it happened very late in the selection process. Why was the dinosaur chosen to be the Colorado Rockies mascot?
I was just so confident in the Utah Raptors.
Yeah, you were.
I was really confident.
Toronto's like the biggest city.
Does a Triceratops face look like a baseball diamond?
Not really, no.
Wow.
It has a big, like, top.
It has a frill. That's called a frill.
A big frill on the top part, and then it kind of comes down to a point in a triangle.
I guess kind like of. A diamond, you mean?
Yeah.
A baseball diamond, not a baseball triangle.
They do call it the diamond.
Like, and that would be great to put on hats and merchandising. That's huge with sports.
Oh,
if you can turn a profit off of the logo.
Yeah.
But how does that tie into, like, local lore is what he's saying. Like,
he didn't
say the whole question was, he prefaced the first of the question being, like, mascots usually tie into local lore, right?
Yeah.
I think Triceratop might be a mountain. That would be mine. Or a mountain, like a three mountain peak.
I think it would be a range. Yeah.
Well, just like in Oregon, there's the Three Sisters outside of Bend, Oregon.
Yeah.
We should have done, like, boring tour guide for Brooks. job that she should have had outside of there.
Like, believer, though. You never know.
Where I grew up, there was a mountaintop that was called Chimney Rock because it looked like a chimney. I just think that there's a Triceratops.
Thank you for that interesting information. Okay, let's get a final answer.
All right, I'm going to go with Triceratops is the name of a mountain range.
Dinger the Dinosaur was not even on the radar of the Colorado Rockies when they became an expansion team in the 90s. In fact, they had another mascot lined up to be the face of the franchise, but a surprise discovery led to the birth, or rebirth rather, of Dinger. When they were building Coors Field in Denver, construction workers were digging what is now center field and came upon a group of dinosaur bones, hence Dinger.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah,
that's cool.
That is cool.
It's very literal.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be a trick.
Just like the Utah Raptors, very literal.
Very creative.
Story
there
franchise.
There is a dinosaur called the Utah Raptor.
All right, well, we didn't get it right. And somebody wanted to hear Meet the Flintstones by the B-52.
Oh, yeah.
I did watch this, actually. Yabba dabba doo! Flintstones, meet the Flintstones. They're the modern Stone Age family.
Yeah, you're really
from
close.
From the town of Bedrock. They're a page right out of history.
Well, that last note was, dogs are barking.
Wow. That's your shock caller question of the day. Your phone tap's coming up in just a few minutes.